present meditation is on true riches. We shall read from Christ's Sermon on the Mount, in which he says the following: Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where rust and moth consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth consumes, nor thieves break in and steal. For where thy treasure is, there thy heart also will be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If thy eye be sound, thy whole body will be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body will be full of darkness. Therefore, if the light that is in thee is darkness, how great is the darkness itself? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will stand by the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So far, the Savior. There are at least three lessons that our Lord wants to teach us. First, this world soon passes away. Second, have the wisdom to see that this is true. And third, act accordingly. This world of space and time passes away. Everything in our lives comes, and everybody knows the next verb, and goes. God wants us to see the ephemeral nature of all creation. He gives us hunger so that we might want to be satisfied with the food. Well, then, just as sure as we've had a meal, we're going to be hungry again. He wants us to get a good night's rest. We do. Fresh, vigorous, ready for another day. Comes the dawn. And more rest. Because what we call sunset is actually only God's way of reminding us that life itself has a morning, a noon, a late afternoon, an early evening, and a night. Come a day when we will have our last night's rest. God gives us so many things, beginning with ourselves. But as sure as there's a God in heaven, He's going to take it away. How many desires by now we've had? It's just as well we don't count them, because so many have not been fulfilled. Is it inconsistency or folly? When we are young, we want to be older. When we're older, you think we'd be satisfied. We want to be younger. And the cosmetics industry of the United States makes some $7 billion a year on the illusion. Nothing in life, nothing ever fully satisfies. You would think by now we had learned our lesson. But no. Or better, we have not fully learned our lesson. Just these days, have you heard about the massive suicide? Some 409 Americans, a California cult, all committed suicide in unison. In the last 6 weeks, I've received stipends for three, all fairly young people, all women, by the way, who took their lives. Evidently, many people not only discover that this world does not satisfy them, but despair of its capacity to give them what perhaps mistakenly they thought the world could provide. The very word disappointment should teach us a profound lesson. We are meant to be disappointed in this life. Thank God. The last thing I dare say tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, many Americans will thank God for their disappointments. From the vantage point of eternity, and the perspective of our faith, isn't it just as well that we are disappointed with this life? If we weren't, Lord help us. The secret, of course, is to take these, what we call disappointments, in stride. They are provided for us by God in order that we might always look beyond this world to that horizon where all disappointments will cease. I have in my life dealt with some many humanly speaking, successful people. I have found, not strangely, that people who are, in this world's terms, successful, are not, generally speaking, the most mindful of God, or concerned about their soul, or thoughtful about things of the Spirit. Adds up. They are too complacently satisfied. And that's dangerous. To be complacently satisfied here. God wants to make sure we do not set our hearts on this world. Thank the Lord tomorrow for your disappointments of the past year. Our second lesson. Have the wisdom to see the truth on what we have just said in commenting on Christ's insistence that we lay up treasures for ourselves in heaven. Keep telling ourselves, it's real. It's real. This is not the real reality for which we were made. In heaven, no moths, no rust, no thieves. No failure. In heaven, an assured and peaceful success. We need, as Christ tells us, the eyes of the body to, well, see where we're going. Christ calls our eyes the two lamps of our body. And he adds, if these eyes of ours are sound, our whole body will be, as he says, full of light. We'll know where we're going. But if the eye does not see, then we grope and stumble and fall. We need intelligence to see things of the Spirit. It is remarkable how unintelligent otherwise intelligent people can be. They seem to have a mind for everything but the one thing necessary. Sometimes I feel, and I'm convinced from now years of observation, that God will not infrequently punish people because of their pride in their mental capacity to understand or penetrate into the secrets of this world and forget the God who made this world. I have on occasion, just to refresh my memory, gone over the Nobel Prize winners I forget for how many years the prizes have been given. Some of you may know. It's a long time. Many of the names I cannot identify, but many I can. Sometimes I say to myself, especially those who received the Nobel Prize in Literature, what a rogues gallery of over-educated persons who thought they were wise, and the world praised them for their wisdom, but who did not have the mind to recognize the truth. And this is where we have got to get hold of ourselves, because the world around us does not have, by and large, the values that we share. The heroes and heroines canonized by the infallible magisterium of this world, they are not the people whom we can listen to or in their lives imitate. What is the name of the Albuquerque daily paper? The Albuquerque Journal? Is there more than one? Oh, there are two. Well, I'm not familiar with the Albuquerque, whatever the other newspaper is. Tribune? But I dare say it is no different. Now, the New York Times or the New York Post, Chicago Tribune, or the Sun Times. It's almost embarrassing to try to find reference to some important event affecting, say, the lives of us Catholics. Someone at the bottom of page 13, lost among the ads, where's crime and criminals and violence are highlighted with giant letters on the front page. You don't explain the madness of over a million women committing murder of unborn innocent children every year in our country, except by saying they're blind. You don't explain the breakdown of over 50% of every marriage, that is, 50 out of 100 marriages in the United States today break up in divorce, except by saying that the people who are willing, for selfish reasons, to abandon their spouse and upwards of a million children a year stranded by the divorce courts, they don't see among the passages of the Gospels that is especially pertinent here is our Lord's observation, in which he thanks the Father for having hidden these things, what Christ came into the world to teach, from the wise and the importance. And having revealed them to little ones, we are going to have the wisdom to see the truth of the passing nature of everything in this life on one condition. And I pick up where we left off in our last meditation. Provided we are little in our own eyes.
Please turn over to side B and push the play button immediately without rewinding the tape.
Helen.